When I was 16, I went and got the Cisco Dragon tattooed on my back, not knowing that it was a Cisco Dragon. And I regretted the fuck out of that, so I have to think long and hard before I get a tattoo these days.
What's a Cisco Dragon?
You know Drew Hill?
Nah.
That fucking thong, 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 thong song. My sister had had the CD, Drew Hill CD, and I looked at the cover and I said, that's a fucking mad picture of a dragon. So I went and got the tattoo of that dragon, and then later found out that that was the actual emblem for the band. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
Welcome to another episode of Aussie After Hours, the show about nothing, and this episode is brought to you by Muscle Nutrition, Australia's leaders in quality supplements. Boys, what has everyone been up to? I mean, we've been doing well through iTunes. We've had a little bit of a muck up with people not being able to download it through their iPhones and stuff like that, but that's being sorted. What have you been up to, Bender?
As of late, I've just been actually switching over gyms from one suburb to another, so I've been working super long days trying to organise my clients. It's actually very difficult, and I've been really, really tired, and I've been dieting. I had a cheat meal last night, so not much has been going on. I'm just waiting to get away to Vegas and live the dream for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but what? That's the boring stuff. What's the girl situation at the moment?
Oh, man. I don't even want to bring it up. I was trying to talk to Gretchen the other night about it, but I'm actually going to leave that under a big personal issue. Because the girls are bound to fucking listen to this shit soon. And I'm surprised they haven't been caught yet.
Well, you got to say that there's something that you have, like, that you're doing something bad because you said that you're going to be caught. So you're caught doing what?
No, I'm just going to say right now, I'm single.
I
go to Vegas as a single male.
Oh, so you're going to try and hold off? You reckon you'll hold off the next 54 days?
Yeah.
You'll be in a relationship. You'll be through another 3 relationships.
He's probably with 3 girls, but he, like, 3 wrongs make a wrong, so he's single.
They cancel each other out.
Hey, Jimmy, you know what I'm going to get tattooed on my hands next week?
Tell me.
No, you can guess.
YOLO.
I'm going to get it tattooed.
That's a cool tattoo.
Who got that done? I saw that on Facebook.
Bryce Lake.
Oh, did he really?
Hashtag YOLO.
You got hashtag, a hashtag too.
Hashtag on his thumb?
Yeah.
Then YOLO.
Oh, I could never get that. That's it's too much of a fad thing. But when
funny.
It goes out.
It's
pretty cool. It is funny.
Hey, Jimmy, would you ever get a tattoo on your hand?
Nah.
Because of teaching?
Not because of teaching. I'm just not into tats.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. Are you into tats, Jimmy? Richie, are you in the tats?
Yeah, I've got tats, but none that are really, really... Like, I've got 2 on my wrists. But
yeah, I'm not... Yeah.
Mum's name on one wrist, my dad's name on the other. And they're the only really visible ones. All the others are covered up.
But would you... Is the reason that you wouldn't get tattoos purely for bodybuilding?
Nah.
Okay. So nah. That wouldn't hold you back?
A little bit. A little bit, but, yeah, oh man, look, when I was 16, I went and got the Cisco Dragon tattooed on my back, not knowing that it was a Cisco Dragon. And I regretted the fuck out of that, so I have to think long and hard before I get a tattoo these days.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You're a bit older. When did you get that tattoo?
I was 16.
Yeah, that's young.
That's so young to get tattooed, isn't it?
Yeah, I got tricked into it. But
what's a Cisco Dragon?
You know Drew Hill.
Nah.
That fucking thong, 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 thong song.
Nah.
The thong song.
Oh, the thong song.
Yeah.
Nah.
You know that fucking whatever.
You don't know the thong song.
Listen, my sister had the CD, Drew Hill CD, and I looked at the cover and I said, that's a fucking mad picture of a dragon. So I went and got the tattoo of that dragon, and then later found out that that was the actual emblem for the band.
You got the Cisco Dragon.
You're just like a Drew Hill groupie.
Yeah, it's dead set. It's like getting Bieber fever on my ass cheek.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
I think we've lost Bender.
Yeah, we have.
Oh, dear.
Well, this has gone a good start. Talk about Jimmy's day or week.
Jimmy, what have you been up to, my friend?
Mate, this week, it's been busy. I don't like busy weeks, but it's been busy. I've been busy at work. Today was busy. I had to run around after work. I suppose the only positive is I've got a food sponsor, My Muscle Chef, and I'm ecstatic about that.
Yeah, and we're going to have My Muscle Chef. They're on board Varex already, and I'm hoping, we've been talking to Tusha a little bit from My Muscle Chef, and we're hoping to eventually get him on with Aussie After Hours as well. I mean, Gally's been doing some good stuff, so he's kind of our salesman for Aussie After Hours and RX, and he's been doing some good things behind the scenes. So we've got some more signings coming up, boys, so I'm looking forward to that. To add to the already, Muscle Nutrition, they're locked in as the number one sponsor, so no one can kind of knock those guys off. But Gretchy, what have you been up to, mate? Like, I haven't heard much from you this week.
Oh, I've been very busy this week. All I do is work at the shop, train clients, and that's it at the moment, and eat when I can in between.
Yeah. Yeah, and what are you up to at the moment? What kind of weight are you sitting at?
Still 108. Oh, I got a bit crook, actually, the last couple of weeks. Ever since the Western Sydney show, I haven't been able to shake it. Shake the flu, and then I finally just said, fuck this, and went and saw my pharmacist mate, and he gave me some antibiotics, and the first day of taking those antibiotics, I started feeling like $100, so, yeah, I should have seen him a long time ago.
Yeah, probably a good call. Anyway, we're going to head to a break. We're going to try to get Bender back, because we've lost him, so we'll head to a break, and we'll be back in about a minute.
Thermogen protein, the world's most potent fat-shredding thermogenic protein. It's clinically dosed with CLA, African mango, raspberry ketones, green coffee beans, and green tea extracts. A full-spectrum protein that assists with burning fat, natural water depletion, and it also increases focus and energy with added branched-chain amino acids for anti-catabolism and recovery. Available in 6 delicious flavors and in 2 convenient sizes. Demand it today from your local supplement store. Scoop, shake, and get shredded.
Welcome back to Aussie After Hours, joined by Jimmy Sadek, Mark Gretch, and Joey Bender once again. And boys, Bender, we didn't really get to hear too much from you that first segment because you kind of just dropped out on us there. So, are you all good now?
I'm good. I'm sober. I'm good. I'm decent.
You good? You're decent. I like it. I'm glad you're decent.
How's your mental state, Bender?
It's fucked.
How your meetings going?
Yeah, they're good. I see my psych. He's actually gone away on holiday at the moment.
Oh, you are fucked.
You have to, like, call him, like, when he's away, you're, like, on his mobile. Man,
4 week holiday.
Huh?
4 week holiday. And he recommended me go and see this lady, and she's, like, 25 years old, and I said, man, that girl's going to think I'm a fucking arsehole, so I'm not going to hurt.
You might be able to shag her, but.
Nah.
Could you imagine that, but? You go to the psych and you shag her?
That's the reason I go to my psych, my kind of to talk about my issues.
How about, I know a person that was seeing this chick, and this chick was a bit messed up, so he paid for a counsellor, and then he came home one day and walked in on her fucking her counsellor.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah, I know, especially because he paid for it too.
Oh.
I've asked for my money back for sure.
That's funny. We had it at our school. We had this teacher, and we always used to joke about, like, you know, like hitting on her and stuff like that, but she wasn't, you know, she was probably the most attractive teacher at the school, but she still wasn't attractive. And yeah, she ended up getting fired like the year after we left school for something that happened with one of the students. So he's like,
why'd she get fired?
Shit.
Something happened with one of the students. I think she must have, like, banged one of the students or something. It was all, like, swept under the rug, but she just got fired and then nothing was said about it.
Have you ever pulled off thinking about a teacher at school?
No. We didn't have very attractive teachers at our school.
Fuck, man. We had this teacher. Her name was Miss Burgot. I dropped out of 3-unit maths to do maths in society so I could be in her class. Oh, shit you not. Scored 100% of my HSC in maths, but it was worth every bit to get that. Yeah. just to see her every day. Fucking this girl, I miss you.
That's funny. You should look her up now.
Hey, explain her. Like, describe her.
She was a model, dude. She was like a nice, like, nothing fake about her. Just a pretty brunette. Such a sweet girl. Like, I remember one of my mates telling her that he had the hots for her bad, and she got so offended she started crying. Like, that's how much of a sweet person she was. She was just an angel, Miss Virgo. And then she got married, and I was so upset. Fucking gutted.
Did you have all these pictures of her? Did you just cut, like, her eyes out of all these pictures you had or something? Just burn them?
Psycho.
Weird. That's fucking freaky, man.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Let's get into the listener questions. I feel very bad now. Okay, first one, we've got a fair few listener questions. So first one is from Adam Hardis. He kicks it off pretty well. He says, best place to blow, face, breast, or back when doing doggy? I'm assuming after doggy, as soon as you pull it out. So. Ben, we'll start with you.
where was it again?
He says, best place to blow, face, breast, or back.
Okay. I'm going to put it out here, right? If I'm in a relationship with a girl and I really like her, I'm not going to be blowing her face because that's what you do to a slut. And I consider girls who actually accept that just to be fucking really slutty, man. And so it depends. If it's like a one-off thing, definitely the face. But if you're in a relationship, I'd say the back.
The back?
Yeah.
There's no way a girl could enjoy getting blown on the face.
No.
Mm. Like, really. Like, she's not going to get off on it. Sure.
No.
Stomach, for sure.
Am I the only one grossed out by their own semen?
Yeah, no, I am as well.
Holly always kind of fucks with me and tries to, like, you know, like, put it on me or something. After I'm like, I get very angry. I get very upset by it.
Yeah, it grosses me out.
I'm not scared of it.
Huh?
I'm not scared of it.
Have you ever tasted it?
No.
Bender, wait, no. This is what I heard. Oh, sorry, Bender, I'm sorry. Someone told me, I don't know if it's a reliable source or not, that the first time you ejaculated, you didn't know what was going on, you were just playing with it for a fair bit, and you smelled it and you tasted it. That's what I heard.
Yeah, no. I'm going to say, I can't even remember who the fuck would have said that, Zave, but... I'm trying to remember it. I mean,
it was when we was in Melbourne at one of the IFB Pro shows.
God, it was so long ago. I'm trying to think. I would have been like year four, year five. I'm probably going to say yeah.
Hey, did you pull off before you could even blow a load?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
and then when it happened the first time, it was really, really fucking clear.
Sure, you didn't just piss on yourself?
No, I think I was just, like, shooting blanks.
Oh,
interesting. Just pissing this up.
Wait, Bender, man, you should fucking deny that shit, eh?
I was in year four, man.
Just deny, bro.
But, like, the thing is that it is so, like, I'm actually that grossed out by it, like, the actual fucking smell of it and everything, that, yeah, it's just, I wish it didn't come out. I just wish it didn't exist. I wish you got the feeling and it didn't come out. Lucky it's like a raindrop for me because I hate this shit.
Are you going to get a vasectomy when you're older, Bender, when you have some kids and stuff?
Yeah, definitely. And, man, that's why I can't eat yogurt and shit like that, like vanilla yogurt and mayonnaise.
Are you that grossed out by it?
Yeah, mayonnaise, man, it's fucking sick.
when you come to Perth, Bender, or I come down to Tassie, I'm going to squirt mayonnaise all over your face.
All right.
What the fuck are we doing?
That's not
what
code,
are you guys
mate.
Talking about? Oh,
don't worry. Hey, so, okay.
Fuck, I'm glad I'm not from Tasmania.
So am I.
Oh, you're right, Tyler.
Oh, whatever. All right, okay. Jimmy.
Yes.
What is the best place to blow?
Stomach and tits.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I can never reach.
You know what you do, right? Little game, like Gretchen did his little movie game. You pull out and you go to blow on their stomach, like belly button. But you try and see how far you can shoot up. Have you done that before?
Nah, I want to, though.
You do. Like, you aim a little bit to the side because you don't want to get their face and try and hit the pillow.
That's funny. Have you ever...
I know what you're saying, Xavier. I bet you any money. Have you ever accidentally been hit in your own face?
Oh, you nailed it.
It's late, wasn't I? Weren't you?
You're reading my mind.
Hey, can I just ask a question, all right?
And if it's got something to do with being cummed in your own face.
No, this is the thing. You know how you shoot and whatever, like it shoots up or whatever?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That has happened to me maybe 3 times in my life.
What do you mean, like shoots out? Or are you saying every single time you've ever done it, like it just dribbles out?
Yeah, it just can't, like all over my hand. It never shoots much. No power there.
You must have little loads, eh?
Yeah, they're tiny.
It's like your cock dry reaches.
Yeah, it is, man. If I leave it like a week, which I did once, yeah, it's like powerful and fucking would hit the roof, but can't leave it a week.
You pop every day, don't you? Like multiple times a day.
Yeah, that's definitely. The
problem. You've got nothing left.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to keep it going, though. You got to do it at least. You got to be releasing at least, you know. You don't want to leave it more than 2 days.
Why?
Man,
I don't know. I just you lose your rhythm.
You really?
I don't know. I just feel better if I do.
How often do you do it, Dave?
Oh, what's it? I felt like. I was gonna make my noise. I don't know. That's a I release probably once a day.
You pull off once a day.
Oh well, it's not all pulling off, is it?
What the? Oh man, see Gretchen and I, mate. We
sometimes twice.
At least, mate, Elton talk at minimum 2 times a day. Mark, you the same?
Pulling off right now.
Yeah. And what are you like, Jimmy?
If my missus isn't here, 3 times a day.
Yeah, exactly.
No, if I have a sleep-in day, like if I don't have to get up for work, the best way to start a morning is waking up with no alarm, having a pool, and then having a 10-minute power nap straight after.
Yeah, I do that. Lazy Sunday.
Get up breakfast.
That's funny. All right, okay. Moving on to the next question. Luke Shembury asks, Life of a Pro. He says, ask Chafe, common problem for us all or just for me? I've never heard of just my ass, like ass cheeks chafing.
No.
It happens to me.
It's happened to you?
It does happen to me, yeah. I have to especially when I'm, like at the moment, it doesn't, but when I get a bit, like, fucking put on a bit of body fat and definitely, I have to, like, wedge skins up my ass because it does. But I've got a big ass.
Hey, do you get a sweaty ass? A lot?
Yeah.
I do.
You do if you've got a big ass.
Yeah.
Do you know what I've been finding, like, lately? This is my routine in the morning. I'll get up, I'll take a shit, I'll have a shower, I'll get changed, I'll have breakfast, I'll brush my teeth, I'll take another shit. Then I have to get changed again because my ass has sweated that much in that small little time period that I have to change my undies again.
No, that's weird.
That's excessive.
Yeah, you're weird.
I think it's because I must have really hot showers and I just need to walk around nude for a bit instead of getting changed straight away.
Oi, you're going to fucking struggle in Vegas with that heat and your weight.
Yeah, I'm dropping.
I started cardio this week. Good.
I'm not dropping from 117.
Oh, look, I don't want to drop weight. I haven't dropped weight, but I've dropped body fat already. Like, I've lost so much.
How much do you weigh, Mark?
108.
Yeah, fucking hell. You guys have both got 18 kilos on me.
Don't worry, you got 18 kilos on me.
You're still
a kid. All right, moving on to the next question. Adam Hardis again. He says, best fantasy, then in brackets sexual, you have ever been able to live out.
Yeah. I had dinner with Adam Hardis last week. He fucking loves this show.
I don't know who Adam... Who's Adam Hardis? I've heard of his name.
He's my best mate from high school.
Okay.
I was the best man at his wedding.
Oh, that's cool. So, Gretchen...
Do you have dinner all the fucking time.
What'd you say?
You have dinner so often.
We go out every single weekend with someone different. I'm a very popular
person. I do the same thing.
What about when you die?
Different people every weekend, Xavier?
No.
How do you go dieting, Mark?
Yeah, that's a hard thing for me when I diet because what we do socially is go out for dinner.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go out clubbing or anything like that anymore. I'll go out to the movies like that and, yeah, that's where I struggle.
Because everything social is, like, centered around food. Like, you go to the movies, you want to fucking eat some shit at the movies, don't you?
Definitely.
Not really. I don't like it.
Well, I went to the movies last week, and I was fucking starving, so I raced out, and I got 5 Porto's burgers.
I took sushi in there once.
How good is it, but you lean back in the recliner seats and just eat burgers.
How bad is it having sushi in there when it stinks like your tuna?
Yeah. I did that once.
I've done that.
I'm a big Choc Top fan. I fucking love a Choc Top.
You know,
yeah, I had one recently. That's good.
Hold on a second. I was about to sneeze. I'm all good. I've never eaten a whole Choc Top.
Me neither. What? I've only shared.
Yeah. I've like taken a bite. I don't really know. I don't like it. It's ice cream wrapped. It's ice cream wrapped in plastic.
What the fuck was that?
There it is.
That one came out of the blue.
Oh, I like it. All right, so has anyone been able to play? We didn't even answer the question.
What was the question?
Has anyone been able to? What's the best sexual fantasy you've ever been able to play out?
I'll tell you. Oh,
I know what Adam Hardis is.
I don't do fantasy.
Yeah, neither do I. Adam Hardis is having sex with an underage girl. Creep.
Oh, wow.
In high school. We're in high school. He used to love the young girls. Year 8, year 9. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was in year.
So we're not talking he's 30 and he's having sex with 14-year-olds.
No, he's married now. If he did that, then it's, a little bit illegal.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
It's still illegal. If he's in year 12, man, it's still legal to be with a year 8.
No, it's not.
I'm trying to justify your past, Bender.
And that, if they're under 16, it's illegal.
Statutory rape, mate. Have you ever heard of statutory rape?
I said, yeah, it's illegal. Sorry, I was saying it's illegal, yeah.
I thought you were saying legal.
Yeah, no. It's illegal, yeah. If you're in year 12, definitely. Like, if you're over 16, of course, I knew that.
Yeah. It's not just frowned upon. It's actually, it's technically illegal, but, I mean, it would happen a lot. Okay, Adam Hardison's next question. He says, what work colleagues have you ever wanted to spend just one night with?
I don't ask this because he comes into my work and just creeps on the girls that work there.
Mass nutrition.
That's that. Yeah.
What do you have other people working there, or is it just
two casual girls?
Okay. Very good looking.
Yeah, one's a model. She's just actually posted something on Facebook that she was on the Today Show, filming for the Today Show. And
I fucking love the Today Show.
Yeah, I bet you do.
You're the only one at home at that time to watch it.
Yeah.
What, at 6 a.m.
But we have certain standards that we like to meet at Mass Nutrition.
You don't meet any one of them.
Put piss off. I'm doing the hiring. I don't need to meet shit.
Oh, that's funny. So does anyone have anyone like that? I'm pretty much mostly working.
I'm a school teacher. All the people I work with are not good looking.
Hey, Jimmy, does any of your teachers that you work with listen to this?
I hope not.
Can I ask questions then? That they're not going to get you in trouble.
Yeah, go.
What's the ugliest faculty there?
It'll be
good question.
Jimmy's faculty.
History.
Really? I would have picked English.
Oh no, English is the fattest.
Yeah. How is that? Like every school, English is the fat and mean. They just want to stay to themselves. They don't want to associate themselves with any other.
They're the fat chicks that think they're fucking cool.
Yeah.
You think they'd be able to speak well, like doing English?
Yeah, well they can.
I love English. My mum's an English teacher.
Oh. Like, this is not awkward.
You just shat on
me. No, but there's always an exception to the rule.
There's always one hot English teacher, and that's Ben's mum.
That's funny. That's a good question, though. Anyway,
we'll move on.
Yeah, we've got more questions.
No,
okay. Oh, yeah, Gretchen, do you have any more questions?
Me?
Teach questions.
You said questions in plural. You asked me one. Come on.
Oh, I can ask another one.
No, don't worry about it. Move on. Next question.
Fine. Okay. All right. Try to think of one, Gretchen, while we're doing this. Rip Gunner said, what would happen if you hired two private investigators to follow each other?
You'd waste a fuckload of money.
Yeah, I agree. Gretchen, you got anything about that one?
Waste a fuckload of money.
No, this question's not even original. I've heard it somewhere before.
Yeah, he rips his off. This guy was my best mate.
He ripped it off? He ripped it off Adam Menascani on Facebook.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't be friends with him. Hey, how about how we're all here on the radio show having a nice chat, Emma's here painting her nails on top of my computer bag and just spilt her nail polish inside my bag.
Oh, nice.
Fuck. Ew.
I hate the smell of the nail polish.
But she'd say sorry in that really nice voice of hers, and you, it's okay, bud.
Are you going to apologise?
No.
She's got the shits with me this week.
Good.
She's a fucking bitch. I'll tell you right now.
All right, Gretchy, now you're in all like an angry mood, which is good, because do you have a what grinds Gretchy's gears? Because we're going to do the segment.
You know what really grinds my gears? 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 You, America. Fuck you!
Yeah, listen, I'm going to tell you who grinds my gears. Fucking Scott Gable.
No, why did Scott Gable grind your gears?
Because of that little fucking spray he had about me on your other fucking gay-ass radio show.
That's a good radio show. Aussie Muscle Radio. It's on iTunes.
He's on it, so it wrecks it.
So, this is a situation. Aussie Muscle Radio is on RX Muscle, and I host it with Scott Gable and Mop Galley's on there. We have, like, an interview on there. It's all bodybuilding. So, I had a segment the other week, and it's called A Bodybuilding Yes or No. And Scott gives a yes or no answer to questions that either I come up with or I just, pretty much what I come up with. And I put the thing out there because Gretchy's going to be competing in a pro qualifier, so he can become a pro bodybuilder potentially. And I said, would Gretchy finish in the top three in there? It was a yes or no answer. And Scott gave a kind of roundabout answer to that. And
he pissed himself laughing and said that the only way I'm going to finish top three is if there's only three competitors.
Yeah, so we're going to play that footage right now. Will Mark Gretch place top three in the 2014 pro qualifier?
No.
No? He won't like you now. He won't be happy.
Gretchy, I know he's going to be a lot bigger. Look, he could. He could. Who knows who's going to be in it? There might only be three guys in it. So, in which case, yeah, he'll come third.
Oh, Scotty, he won't love you now. Okay, so
it's like we're in a race right now.
All right. So now you've already obviously heard it, Gretchy. Was you actually offended by it, or did you just say
no, this? I thought it was unnecessary. Well, look, listen, Scott Gable, little man syndrome. He has big man syndrome. Right? So he's been beaten by guys half his size, and he's not happy about it. Like first one. Is Ange Gilardi beating him at the overalls? Still piss and moans about that.
But that's very fucking debatable, that was, wasn't it?
Nah, Ange hammered him. Anyway. next one was obviously Shembri, so he's obviously afraid of getting beaten by a bigger, short Maltese man again.
Oi, Gretch, what time did you get a message from me in the morning after that show was aired?
I don't know.
Like fucking 6:30 when I was listening to it.
Yeah, you sent me a message straight away. Yeah, I messaged Scott straight after that, and I said, if you ever mention my name on the radio show again, I'm going to fly to Melbourne, get in a taxi, drive to your shop, and put a sign on your front window that says whites only.
Oh, that's brutal.
Oi, I reckon, oi, in all seriousness, you will get your pro card before him. And Scott, as you're listening, I bet you $500 that Gretch gets his pro card before you.
Sucked in, Scott. Hey, you know what Scott looks like? You know a Lego man? You know the block, the Lego man?
Yeah. The yellow one.
Arms off and stick his hands into the little holes where his arms are supposed to go, and that's Scott Gable on stage.
Where's Scott staying at the Olympia?
I don't know. Far away from us, I think. He's a bit scared.
He's Schmitty's lap the whole time.
So, what up, Schmitty? And you guys are all staying at Paris, aren't you?
Yeah.
And where's Gable staying?
Huh?
Where's Gamble staying?
With us.
Oh, okay, so you've all got, like, separate rooms there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fuck, we're going to kill it, Jimmy. Yeah, we got the best fucking place.
Yeah, I like our place.
Yeah. Watch out.
Maybe we've got our own fucking suntanning bed down the bottom. Don't we, Jimmy?
Have you guys seen that? Google Vrata, right? Google Vrata. Death ray. Right? People have been getting third-degree burns from the sun's reflections from the into the windows coming down onto the strip.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
And I fucking sent, I found that, and I sent Jimmy, I told Jimmy to have a look at it, and then about 10 minutes later, Jimmy sent me a fucking photo of Rick Ross, saying I'm back like this. Fucking hilarious.
Anyway, on that note, boys, we're going to head to a little break. We're going to be back in a few minutes with all the rest of the listener questions.
Thermal Burn Protein, the world's most potent, fat-shredding, thermogenic protein. It's clinically dosed with CLA, African mango, raspberry ketones, green coffee beans, and green tea extracts. A full-spectrum protein that assists with burning fat, natural water depletion, and it also increases focus and energy with added branched-chain amino acids for anti-catabolism and recovery. Available in 6 delicious flavors and in 2 convenient sizes. Demand it today from your local supplement store. Scoop, shake, and get shredded.
Welcome back to Aussie After Hours. I'm joined once again by Jimmy Sedek, Joe Bender, and Mark Reggie Gretch. We're going to get back into the listener questions. We've still got a few more to get through. We'll start off with Amy Fox, potential IFBB pro. She's going to be doing the Worlds in, I think, like 7 weeks. She says, okay, in regards to girls, how muscly is too muscly for you guys? Jimmy?
Abs, toned legs, and toned ass. No arms, well, shoulders, etc.
No arms, shoulders, or anything. Okay.
Old tone, but not muscular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bender?
Well, my perfect, I think the best physique of a lady going around is definitely Matona, Amanda Latona, that sort of look. I love abs, but some of the figure girls are getting on edge of, I mean, they all look fantastic, not knocking them at all, but I preferably like the Nathalia Miller, Amanda Latona look.
That's fair. Gretchy?
I don't judge girls on their looks. I go for a girl with a really good personality.
You're full of shit.
Nah, I am full of shit. Just petite-looking girls that look like females.
Yeah, they got to be little, eh?
Little.
Yeah.
That's all you, Emma? About 5 foot?
Do you want me to leave the room?
No, I'm just going to describe you to a T. Just petite girls, like... If you're talking like muscular stature and what they look like, outline of abs, but like around the outside of their abs, not in the middle. That makes sense.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
perfect girl.
Good little bum.
Is perfect girl is about 5'5", about 52 kilos.
Got the weight and height, nice.
Give or take.
Do you make them write that down? Like just out of interest, how much do you weigh and how tall are you?
Just like perfect height, because when I walk with Mick, it's like, gee, I wish my girlfriend was your height, Mick. Because it's just perfect. Perfect.
Boy, Bender. If you met a bird that's 5'5" and 62 kilos, and you were
62.
with her for a year, right?
Well, it's 62 kilos, man. I said 52.
Oh, sorry, 52 kilos, okay? Yeah. And you're with her for a year, okay? She balloons out to maybe 65 kilos. Would you stay with her?
If I was with her for a year?
Yeah. One-year anniversary, you take her to the same place you met her. It was at some fucking pool with a bikini. And she was 15 kilos heavier.
Oh, if I was in love with her, of course. If I wasn't in love with her, no.
Sweetheart. Wow.
That's a bit cute, Bender.
How you're single right now just amazes me.
Yeah. I've picked you so much more shallow than that.
No, I'm not a shallow guy. Zave, I'm not a shallow guy, am I?
Nah, I kind of half expected that out of Bender, that answer.
Yeah, like, I will admit...
I'm not shallow at all. No. I just falls an Emma once a week, but I'm not shallow.
No, I'm not shallow. The sort of person I am is that, say, if there's a, like, if I, when I've been in a relationship, like, that girl's always number one, in particular, like, my last kind of relationship, but I just love girls.
Hey, can I just clear something up? That joke that I just made about doing skin folds and Emma went over everyone's head. I don't really do that.
Yeah, it just kind of dropped out. I didn't really hear anything.
Oh,
yeah.
I said I'm not shallow. I said I'm not shallow. I do skin folds and Emma at least once a week.
I thought you said you do Emma once a week. And I was like, oh, okay. So I was randoming myself. All right, okay. Let's move on to the next question. Okay, Benny Donald, he says, who will admit they've done this? Or is it okay for a girl to stick her finger in your ass while getting a blowjob.
No fucking way.
No, he said this. Don't let me down, Joey Bender.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Joey's done everything.
No. You wouldn't get a needle up my ass.
Have you done it, Joey?
Have I what?
Have you done that? Have a chance to get up your ass? No. All right.
Never.
Can I tell you right now, I haven't done it, but I've been told by others that it feels fucking amazing.
Yeah, that's what I've been told, but I just feel violated.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen to me.
No.
I thought at least one of us would have done it, but no.
Well, no, do you... This is another question. To Gretchy and Zave and Jimmy, well, I don't know if Jimmy really would have gone into it, but do you have, like, a free pass with your partners?
No.
No, because then you have to give one in return.
Yeah, I'd never take one, because then you've got to give one.
No, but, like, a Hollywood actor, like, you know, like, oh, I've always had this little thing for Rihanna.
And really?
Yeah.
Nah. If I had to pick one, it'd be... No, not Megan Fox. Alyssa Milano, but she's still looking banging. Or Jennifer Aniston. But
yeah,
she has to wear that dentist outfit that she wore in...
yes.
Like in that movie.
Bosses. That Bosses movie, yeah. Horrible Bosses.
She was smoking in that.
Yeah.
Made me want to watch Friends.
And Dave, who would yours be?
I don't know. I don't particularly obsess over anyone.
Susan
Boyle. Just fucking kill someone. Is Holly going to be angry?
No.
Will Holly be angry?
My biggest fantasy is Holly. if I had a path, I would use it on Holly.
Fuck you all.
Jimmy.
I don't want to get him in trouble.
Who would yours be?
Who's Justin Timberlake get dating or married to?
Jessica Biel. Kind of amazing.
Yes, Jessica Biel. 100%. But she has to look the way she did in Blade.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Yeah,
absolutely fucking amazing.
Wasn't she on Sin City?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's Jessica Alba. I'm thinking of Jessica Alba.
No, Jessica Biel. She's fucking hot.
No, Jessica Alba's hotter.
No, Jessica Biel is.
I'd go Jessica Biel over Alba.
I think I'm getting mixed up anyway.
I don't know who's Alba's the one in Blue Steel, is it? Not Blue Steel.
She's dark and Biel's white.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
I know Alba. I don't know Biel.
Hey, Xavier, if Holly had a pass, who do you reckon it would be? Who's her biggest man?
Joey Bender.
I don't know. We don't really say, I'm not going to be like... I don't really, say, oh, that girl's hot or anything like that, or Holly's not like, oh, he's hot or anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's boring.
I've got the biggest double standards ever. Now that you said that, Zave, I've actually got the biggest double standards ever.
What, you don't want a girl to say a guy's hot, but
I'd hit him in the face. Yeah, but definitely, I'd say it all the time, but I'd fuck someone. If a girl said that, oh, that guy's fucking hot, I'd be like, fuck you, and leave. Never speak to her again.
Emma told me that she had the hots for some actor that looked totally opposite of what I did, I'd be pissed off. You know what I mean?
A little thin man.
Like some tall, fucking lanky black guy, I'd say, you're a cunt.
Anyway, let's move on to the next question. Okay, Benny Donald, he has a heap of questions. He says, back to the WWE convo. He said, if all you boys had a Royal Rumble, who would win?
I answered this. I'd win.
100% I would win.
No, you fucking wouldn't.
How would you beat me?
You'd be gassed in 10 seconds.
Gassed? Fuck off. I'd use a taser on you when the referee's knocked out.
Yeah, but dude, Royal Rumble, where are you going to get the taser from? Under the ring, you'd be out.
No, I'll have it hidden in my pants. Are you dumb?
I reckon I'd win.
So it goes off when you cough.
No, you just go through our legs, run through our legs and...
No, I'd
definitely get the chair involved.
You know what? We'd all triple team Xavier first. He'd be out.
We'd kick him out of the rope.
Then me and Gretchy would get Joey out, but we'd try and double cross each other at the same time.
Yeah.
All right? You've but then I'd outsmart Gretchy, and Gretchy would go. There'd be me and Joey. And then I'd just be joint champions with Joey.
Hey, Gretchy, how many centimetres are you?
We talk about this every week. Fuck it.
But Jimmy, you're 168.
Yeah.
And Gretchy, how tall?
And you're taller than Gretchy.
Wait, how many are you? One what?
174.
You're the, yeah, I'm 174, so we're the same height.
Yeah.
Why does he come up every week?
It's a fucking height to be, isn't it, Gretchy?
You've got a fucking complex about your height, don't you? Because you do bring this up every week.
Mm. I do. See, I've come to terms with, like, I'm actually quite happy with my height right now.
But in a few years, you want to be a few inches taller.
No, because it's, like, not the... It's just, like, you know, you're not in the bodybuilding world, your average height. In the bodybuilding world, I think our height is perfect height to be fairly, you know... Obviously, it's. I reckon 5'9" would be the desired height for a...
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Are you there, Bender?
I think Bender's died again. I think his internet is that shit. And he blames me every week. Bender, are you there?
I'm glad he went. That subject was fucking boring.
Yeah, it was stupid. All right, we'll move on to the next question. We'll try to get him back. We'll do one more question, then we'll go to a break. Okay, Benny Donald again. He says, who has shelved any form of narcotics before?
I shelved a tablet, but it made me stop throwing up when I was a kid. Because you know how you can't stop throwing up? There's no point in swallowing a tablet because you throw it up.
Bender, yeah. Is there?
No, Bender's not there.
I the only thing I have tried to stick up my bum is one of those suppositories before a comp.
What's that?
It cleans you out from the inside and makes your stomach look flatter.
Yeah,
don't you just go and get a colon thing?
Do it the night before a comp. You're not going to get a fucking colon thing the night before a comp. Or the morning off. But I can't do it. I've my sphincter tightens up that bad, knowing that something foreign is going up there, that I just couldn't get it up there.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of coffee enemas?
Same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, you make up basically like a litre of coffee. You have like an enema kit, and then you make it up to like a litre, and then you drain all the, obviously, like the coffee stuff out, and then you let it drain in, and fucking hell, it smells toxic when it comes out. It doesn't smell normal, it smells toxic.
No, shit smells toxic anyway. Let's go to a break on that.
Yeah, now. Let's head to a break. We'll be back with a few more listener questions, and we'll wrap up the show.
Thermal Burn Protein, the world's most potent, fat-shredding, thermogenic protein. It's clinically dosed with CLA, African mango, raspberry ketones, green coffee beans, and green tea extracts. A full-spectrum protein that assists with burning fat, natural water depletion, and it also increases focus and energy with added branched-chain amino acids for anti-catabolism and recovery. Available in 6 delicious flavors and in 2 convenient sizes. Demand it today from your local supplement store. Scoop, shake, and get shredded.
Welcome back to Aussie After Hours. I'm joined by Jimmy Sadek, Joey Bender, and Mark Gretchy Gretch, and we're here to bang out a few more listener questions. We've got a bit of another What Grinds Gretchy's Gears, and we've got a What Would Bender Do as well. So, boys, we'll move on to the first question. This is from Benny Donald again. He says, whose girlfriend is the hottest, and why?
Awkward.
Too controversial. Well, either way, we're going to get in trouble. We're going to say something about our own girlfriends and get in trouble.
No, yeah.
I just want to put my little input. What?
Bender's single, so he can answer it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But you got to pick out of our 3 girlfriends, who's hottest?
I'm going to go with Emma.
Done. Good boy.
Because of her voice.
Oh, that's funny.
Can I tell you something about Emma? Can I tell you a story? The other night, we were both in one of those moods where neither one of us really had the energy to have sex, but both thought that we should, just for the other person's pleasure. So neither of us were putting the fucking effort in. It was fucking going nowhere. So I thought, I'll just get her to do some weird shit. So I asked her to squawk like a bird while she pulled me off.
You're kidding me.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Fucking hilarious. We were just doing...
Where's Emma now?
Outside, while you want to get her?
Tell her I want to hear this squawking.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I want to hear it too. Go get her.
Emma, I want to hear you squawk.
It's fucking weird.
Emma, they want to hear you squawk. What's she thinking right now?
She said, I don't know.
What were you thinking when she was jerking you off squawking?
That's actually a bit of a turn-on.
Good, she's got a bird fetish.
Hey, Emma, I told him the other night, you know how when you were playing with my wing-wing?
Mm-hmm.
And I made you squawk like a bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to hear how you were squawking.
Caw, caw!
Oh, dear. And that was a turn on?
That was different.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Ben, do you like Emma's voice? What did you do?
Yeah, I'm a little bit turned on right now. I can see your angle you're coming at, Gretchy.
From a bestiality angle.
Other shit happened, but I won't go into that.
Okay. Next question.
Okay, next question. John Pappas, he asked, he says, with a recent increase in the number of troll, quote unquote, accounts, he says, which do you boys prefer and find most humorous and why?
Stanley Zoll, 100%, the best troll account ever created.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree. Stanley Zoll. He definitely wins.
Can I tell you right now, I am actually getting Stanley on the show as a special guest in the upcoming weeks.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Special Stanley Zoll. So just stay posted. You'll be very surprised.
Really real?
Yeah, you'll be very surprised with his accent. Doesn't sound like what he looks like.
He looks like a brute.
You'll just wait and see. But yeah, upcoming shows, just stay tuned.
All right. Okay, next question. This is actually the last question. This is from Ashley Ewan. He says, what are your guys' thoughts on the massive influx of new people getting into the fitness industry? Is it just another fad for some people to be for some people, or are we doomed to spend our time in the gym surrounded by stringer backs, snapback wearing individuals with ILS?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you a little story. The first bodybuilding show I ever went to was when I was 18. I was 17. I would have been 18. And it was the 2009, I was 17, 2009, NavaVics, September show. And from that point on, I cannot believe, I was thinking about it the other day, the amount of, like, people that have started getting into the industry, not necessarily being a bad thing, but also the style, like, of actual dress, which has changed, is fucking amazing.
Yeah, it has changed, baby. I agree.
What do you wear to the gym, Bender?
What I wear to the gym?
You're training, what do you wear to the gym?
I always start, because it's in Tassie, I'm a shorts fan. I always wear shorts, no matter where it's cold or hot. I can't wear tracksuits because they just don't fucking fit me properly, so I'm always wearing shorts. Just some good... I've got heaps of shoes, man. It doesn't matter what pair of shoes on. They're always going to be a good pair. And I wear a hat and a jumper, a T-shirt, and a singlet underneath, but I would never be caught dead in a stringer. A singlet, it's either a basketball, an NBA jersey, a sleeveless T-shirt, or like a Coast Samui World gym top, which is not a stringer, like, you know what the cut out like.
Yeah.
Never ever a stringer. Never ever.
Nah, me never. Apart from when I was maybe like 16 or something. When I was a child. They don't suit me. I don't suit you unless you're fucking over 100 kilos, which you are, Jimmy.
Unless you're Phil Heath, they don't suit you.
Nah, but then you look just stupid.
Do you ever wear? Fuck, I'm so anxious right now. Do you ever wear a stringer, Jimmy?
None.
Never.
I hate stringers.
I do too, but I've been busted wearing it.
I'll wear it around the house. That's all.
No, like I never really train in a singlet ever, but. I have worn it underneath the shirt and was like, fuck, it's boiling hot in here. I have to fucking take this shirt off. And I've got a group of mates that, yeah, every time they see me in it, don't talk to me for the entire fucking time they're there.
Yeah.
I'm a massive fan of basketball jerseys. Boy.
Yeah, same.
Who's comfy, mad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like with a stringer on, I've only ever put one on once in my life. And, man, you may as well not be wearing a fucking T-shirt, a singlet.
Yeah, exactly. Nipples pop out, everything.
Yeah, it's not good look. Not a good look.
Hey, Joey, this is reminding me of something. I have a client who I do their diet and stuff like that, and you train this person as well. We won't disclose names. I'm sure she's listening. And she said you had a bit of a freak out in the gym. I don't know when it was, a few weeks ago or something. You told her this, and you started yelling at one of the people in the gym, and... because they were pissing you off or something, that was like, you know, some little skinny kid or something was posing in the mirror or something like that. Is this true?
Did she tell you about that, did she?
Yeah, because I talked to her once a week now, and she said, yeah, she said, Joey's not happy about something, and I was like, oh, really?
Oh, man, I fucking skits the fuck out. And I got a call from my manager because the little cunt dobbed on me, and I had, like, three complaints against me. One of them was that fucking cocksucker, I'll say it now, Wayne Devine.
Okay.
Who's Wayne Devine?
You know who Wayne Devine is, don't you, Zave?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah. Now, fuck, getting my gist?
Yeah, I'm getting your gist.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm standing there and I'm training a client, and this gym is very small. It's like a little Anytime Fitness.
Bless you.
Thank you. And we were, I was training a client, doing some leg extensions with her, and this guy took off his shirt, who looks like an absolute fucking joke, and started, like, posing in the mirror and everything, and then he started changing the channel on the TV, and I just snapped and fucking blanked out. ADHD kicked in, I just fucking lost it. Luckily, lovely client Carolyn walked in, and she got the last end of it, which I was kind of happy with because the first bit was pretty bad. And it was kind of late at night, so it wasn't that bad. But, yeah, I got a little call from the manager, but it's all been sorted out now. It's just a...
I just Facebooked this Wayne Devine.
Yeah.
First picture is he looks like Oscar the Grouch cuddling Elmo. Second one, it's like a model shot of him on the beach in a tee bag, in a stringer. So he's a fuckwit.
That's funny.
Hey, do you know what grinds my gears?
You know what really grinds my gears? You know what really grinds my gears? You know what really grinds my gears? You know what really grinds my gears? You, America. Fuck you!
Fat, ugly girls who think they are God's gift to mankind because they hang out with hot friends.
Yeah, I agree. And you can look at a group and think, oh, yeah, and then you just pick that one out and you're like, no.
Yeah, well, what happens? When I was single, we used to go out to pick up chicks and whatever. Like, you would talk to the girl, to the fat, ugly one, just so her hot friends will think, oh, this guy's really nice because he's talking to the fat, ugly girl. But the fat, ugly girl would reject you like, why the fuck is he talking to me? Go away. Just to give herself a bit of an ego boost.
Well, you know what the fat chick does? She won't let the hot one go home with her.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I was going to say, Jimmy. You took it out of my mouth.
How many times does that happen?
She's always a fucking bitch that goes, nah, don't. What about me?
The biggest fucking bitch.
Mm. Yeah. What about you, Joey? Do you have any stories like that that relates to that?
Fuck, man. I don't. I've never really actually... Tassie's a very different place to New South Wales and...
What, you're saying there's no fat girls there?
There's a lot of fat girls, but...
it's all that.
But there's a lot of girls that will definitely leave their fat friends to go home with you.
I've seen it happen plenty of times in Tassie, Bender.
Zave, this is what happens in Tassie. They go out, a group of guys, like 12, and if you stay out until... And Zave will vouch for this. If you stay out until late, like 4 a.m., 5 a.m., there's always, like, a group of 12 guys surrounding, like, three fat chicks because they're that fucking desperate.
And every time in Tassie. it's pretty alarming.
Another thing these days, right, back when I was 20 years old, girls did not look the way they fucking do now. 20-year-old girls.
What, worse or better? What do you mean?
Fucking so much better. Girls look after themselves these days a lot more. Like, 18th birthday present these days, it used to be a fucking yard glass and a night out. Now it is your tits done.
Yeah.
And if you've got rich parents, a new car, and your lips also. Maybe some lipo. But girls these days, dead set, like, when I was out 18, 19, trying to, like, at the clubs and that, well, it was maybe one in a 1,000 girls that had their tits done. Where now, it's one in every 100 that doesn't.
I wouldn't say it's one in every 100. That's a bit of an exaggeration.
Yeah, but you live in Perth. Sydney. Perth, they don't even have that technology yet in Perth.
No, Perth is actually, it's a big step up from Tassie, trust me.
Oh.
Big step up. It doesn't take much.
in Tasmania, girls have just discovered shaving their pubic hairs.
Hey, no, I don't like that shit, man. Listen, I like a little landing strip.
Oh, do you really?
Yes.
I like it clean.
Man, whoa, I just blanked out. What are you talking about?
Girls' vaginas.
Do you like a landing strip?
No hair.
No hair, bald.
No hair.
I love just a little tiny landing strip, just shaved perfectly, neatly.
It's a little direction for you.
Really fucking does it for me.
Nice. All right, let's move on. We've got a what would Bender do? So, does anyone have one ready?
No, I don't even think of one.
Jimmy, have you got one?
No.
Okay, I've got one. Okay, Bender.
Lucky.
Scenario. You have an STD.
Yep.
You just meet a girl, like a girl that's, you know, girlfriend material, and she probably is, you know, she's going to be your girlfriend. You kind of suss that out.
Yep.
Do you tell you've got an STD? Or do you just go in there and pretend you don't have it?
Okay. I go in there. Firstly, I'm going to fucking try and get rid of that STD, whatever the fuck, it, you know, what I got. But, hey, to be quite honest, if it was that, yeah, I'd go and tell her. Depends what it was. If it was, like, chlamydia or something, I'd be like, nah, I'll fucking go and fix it up. But if it was genital warts, you'd have to tell her.
I like it.
He's a Bender one. If you're with a girl...
Wait, going off topic?
Who?
Are you expanding from that last question?
Yeah, not off topic, same kind of shit.
No, well, because I know exactly... I'll tell you right now what Bender would do. Because he just lied.
Okay.
Bender would sleep with this girl. Give her the STD. Go and get tested. Tell this girl that he didn't have an STD before he met her. He must have caught it off her. They have to go get it treated together and then make her feel guilty about it. So he's got one up on her for their rest of their relationship.
Too true. You know me too well.
Have you done that before, Gretchy?
No.
You rattled that off way too good, bro.
I just thought of that scenario.
Hey, who's had an STD here?
No.
How often
do you get it tested?
I had chlamydia in like year 9.
Now, how often do you get tested?
I still play with G.I. Joe in year 9.
Every time I'm with a different girl?
Yeah.
Really?
I get it done every time I get my bloods done.
No, I get it every time I'm with another girl. I definitely go into the Ronald McDonald House. Next to the Ronald McDonald House.
Nice. Alright.
Alright, Bender, on that, right? If you were with a bird, but you weren't going out, but you were sleeping with her, and you were fine for about 3 months, then she went and fucked another dude, gave her whatever, chlamydia, then she slept with you, you got it, what would you do?
I would, man, you know, me 3 months ago, actually, me probably a month ago, I'd go and find that guy and I'd kick the fuck out of him.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah, but... After my kind of last couple of weeks, I've found I've kind of changed my persona and everything, and there's no real point. Like if something was to happen like that, this now I'd just be thinking to myself, you know, wasn't meant to be. Fuck them both off and just never speak to them both again.
But has your persona changed in the last few weeks?
Yeah, I've just been talking to my psychiatrist, and yeah. I can't go away to this Las Vegas trip and lose it. So I've been kind of... Because I'm really anxious about it. I get real anxious about it.
About the trip?
Yeah.
What are you worried about?
I'm not worried. It's just because I'm so fucking excited that I just get major anxiety. I can't sleep at night, man.
Because you're thinking about Vegas, dead set.
Yeah.
That's fucking...
I hope we don't let you down.
No, I get real... It's fucked up. I get, like, right now, and it's only going to get worse before we go.
Right now, I'm anxious.
Do you just think about it, and you think about all the stuff, and you just start to, like, work yourself up, or is that...
Yeah, major. It's like, I'll be like, okay, I want to take this amount of money. Oh, fuck. Like, you know, this is what I want to get, that, I want to get this, I want to get that. You know, and like, fuck, you know, I end up estimating I'll need like fucking 30 grand for 2 weeks when fucking really I don't need that at all. It's just, yeah, I'm a fucking fruitcake.
Be nice to yourself, Webbender. I like it. All right. Well, that's probably it for another episode of Aussie After Hours. I want to encourage everyone out there that's listening right now to go on to iTunes, so you can search on the store on your PC or on your Apple or whatever.
Can I cut you off?
Can you cut me off?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I just did anyway. But when you do this on the other radio show too, you tell them your email address and all of that, but you'll spell out the first half of your email address and then read out the rest.
Yeah, it's not that hard. RX Muscle. RX.
No. Email. What's your email address?
Xavier Wills. XAV.
Yeah, see, this is what you do. XAV, blah, 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 blah. But why do you spell the first half out and you don't spell the second half out?
Because Xavier's hard to fucking spell.
Exactly.
They should know it by now.
Oh, a lot of people don't know it, though.
What if you're a first-time listener? Huh?
Exactly. Oh, yeah, I think what I do is good.
I want to know.
Thanks, Mark, Jimmy.
Why is your fucking name on Facebook Mark Gretchy Gretch?
Because I've had that many different nicknames, and I've been called Gretchy. Fuck you, you used to call yourself Athlete.
Fuck off. My name's Jimmy Sadik. My name on Facebook's Jimmy Sadik.
Why? What happened to Athlete? Did Athlete die?
It's fucking having a hiatus.
What happened to Athlete?
No, I'm just giving it a rest.
Hey.
Right, with chance of it returning.
Oh, it'll be back.
You're going to announce it on Facebook? Guess who's back? Back again? Athlete's back? Tell your friends?
No, you just see it pop up, Athlete.
Johnny's tattoos are mad, aren't they?
You're the most random fucking change
what
of
the, what's wrong with you, Bender?
I want to know why Mark can't just have his name Mark Gretch.
Because everyone calls me Mark Gretchy Gretch now.
I'm gonna change my name now to Joey Bendy Bend.
I'm just going to call my name Jim Sadik.
All right, listen.
Let's all do it.
Wait. Mark, can you please tell everyone what we're going to do in Vegas with the signatures and the hat?
All right, what we're going to do is we are going to all sign a piece of paper, put him in a hat, and then pick out a name out of the hat, and whatever person pulls that name out, they have to get that signature tattooed onto their ass.
Is that not a fucking good idea?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Not bad, yeah.
On the nickname situation, before we wrap up the show, you know what really grinds my gears? People that give themselves a nickname and hope that it catches on so people can start calling them that nickname. Obviously, they don't have enough friends to originate a nickname on their own, so they have to think of one. They just grind my gears.
It's fucking shit, isn't it?
It's shit. It's fucking worst type of evil.
You're all just ganging up on Jimmy there. All right.
You're referring to me.
I wasn't referring to him.
I thought you were talking about Jimmy.
Nickname. I just wrote it after my statuses.
Oh, that's what I thought.
My name's Xavier Wills, but people call me Mr. X. No one's ever fucking called you Mr. X, but...
Why am I American? Why is my accent American now? Bender was saying Holly's accent was...
You're talking American accent, and that's... If I personate you, I'd like to do that.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Bender.
Yeah.
Is that your real last name?
Yeah.
That's cool.
A pretty fucking cool last name.
Yeah, it's different, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a there's a chick that I'm friends with on Facebook. Her surname is Rack.
Why, because she's got big tits?
Hey, Gretchy.
Yeah.
Shay Charlie. Charlie Shay. What the f... Shay from Uluara.
So be careful. She's one of my clients.
Oh, no, man. She is fucking smoking.
No, she's not.
I like all her photos on Instagram.
Of course you do.
I just like one then.
Jimmy doesn't like
it. It's a fake profile.
That's the girl I punked him with.
Yeah, she's fucking hot.
That's the girl I punked him with.
Hey, you can fucking, punk her with me. I don't care if I'm talking to you, I'm going to talk dirty.
That never happened.
It happened. It happened. It's on episode, two or something? Go back and listen. If you haven't listened to that yet, I suggest everyone goes back and listens to that. Anyway, we're going to wrap up the show while we have a chance. So go on iTunes, rate and review Aussie After Hours to search for it. You have to actually, if you're already subscribed, go back and search for it and rate it and review it on there as well, because that puts us so much higher in the listings and rankings and stuff. Also, like us on Facebook as well. Just search Aussie After Hours and like us on there. That's your way into the show. You can ask questions on there and everything like that. So the podcast is being fixed. There's a technician working on it and stuff, so you can download it on your phones directly, because at the moment You can only stream it for some reason. So that's it for another episode of Aussie After Hours for Mark Reggie Gretz, Jimmy Sadek, and Joe Bender. I'm
Mark
Xavier Wills.
Mark Gretz.
Okay, Mark Gretz.
Jimmy Athlete.
No, I never put my fucking athlete in my middle name.
All right, boys, we're wrapping up.
On every fuck you.
We're up. Oh, my God.